We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Kana Shem Rabbi Akiva. There's no oni b'Yisrael like a Rosh Arum. What that means, we have to see in a second. The poorest person in the world is a Rosh Arum, it sounds like. And Vamasha Bita Begeris. And someone who has a daughter to get married off, but he doesn't marry off. You know why? Because he's happy to have the help around the house. Those are the two onis of Yisrael. First of all, Otu Amasha Bita Begeris, Lav Rosh Arum. Someone who's Masha Bita Begeris is not called a Rosh Arum. He's not a cunning Rosh. This is how you read it. And this takes care of the only part also. Hachi, Omar Rab, Abaya, Hachi Kama. Atapa, Omar Beis. Ezu Oni Rosh Arum. Who is someone who, because he's poor and he can't afford a servant, becomes a Rosh Arum? Zeh Amasha Bita Begeris. But Rashi says, Rishvil Anios Mashiach. Because he can't afford it, he becomes a Rosh. Zeh Amasha. Bahachi Itmar. Incha Oni Rosh Arum B'Yisrael, El Amasha Bita Begeris. Like Tosis explains, there are other Rosh Arums in the world. Look at the Saita, Tosis says. A lot of Rosh Arum. But Oni Rosh Arum is only this. This is an example of an Oni Rosh Arum, a poor Rosh Arum, that someone awaits a marriage of his daughter. Omar Rav Kana, Shem Rav Akiva, have a Zoyer min Hayoyetz Chalfi Darkoi. So therefore, be careful when someone gives you Eitzis, and he has his own Negiyetz. An example of here, this daughter, she's 16 years old, she has a father, can I get married? Father says, no, it's not good to get married yet, you have a lot to do. So in such a case, be careful. If you help around the house too much, you should know that it could be he's not giving you a good Eitzis. Omar Rav Yudom Rab, Hamasiyas Bita Lezokein. But if someone marries off his daughter to a zaken, v'amasi isha lebnei katan, someone marries off a lady to his son who's a katan, v'amachse aveda legoy, or if he gives back a aveda, a lost object, to a non-Jew, alav akasavayim eleman sevayis harava esatzmeya lo yoyva Hashem shloach loy, someone who's mechaber, who attaches the rava to the tzmeya, the one who's full, to the one who's hungry, lo yoyva Hashem shloach loy, Hashem will not be meichel such a thing. So now, how does that fit into the thing? So, seveya bedava im tzoma dava. Someone who's full and hungry is a zokin v'yalda, which means zois tzmeil tashmish. The yalda is tzmeil tashmish. Zokin is seveya. Say the gedolah lekatan. A gedolah is tzmeya, and a katan is seveya, because he doesn't know what it is yet. So in such a case, you should not do that. You should not attach a rava to the tzmeya. And same thing when it comes to aveda. The goy is considered a rava. A goy is very satiated. He doesn't need anything more. He has his football game, he has a bottle of beer, and he's good to go. He could be 85 years old, he's still running after a few guys banking into each other. He's gavald, he's happy. A yid is tzmeya for Torah, for Yerushalayim, for mitzvahs. That's what a yid is a tzmeya. He needs something more. He needs something more to do on Sundays. That's what he's a little more. He's a little more learning. So by him, he's called the tzmeya. Laman tzavoyis harava es tzmeya. Don't attach by you giving back the goy the avedi, becoming mechuba to the goy. And you should not do that. It's called laman tzavoyis harava es tzmeya. I thought it was very eye opening. This Rashi says that rava is a very chavim shesavein vein tzmeyim liyotzrom. Tzmeya zu knesses yosh tzmeya v'te'evil liyiras yotzrom l'kayim mitzvoysim. Mari de gesugya. But kids, like upon those are the three things that tzavoyis rava es tzmeya. I'm going to ask you a kash like this. We just said that you should not marry off your son when he's young, and you should not marry off, they should not do that. We'll show you, it's not like that. It says like this. These are all good things, all good things. Someone should love his wife like himself. He should be chabri more than himself. Rashi says, tachshitim noam. Ma'achabri yoyis megufay. Madrich Bonov Ubanoisov Bederech Ishara. And he's Madrich his children in the straight way. Vamasi and Somak appear, and he marries them off close to when they become Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah. Hakasvayim, the post says about that. Viadato Kisholoim Ohalecho Fakato Novicho Veloy Sechato. This is Sholoim, they won't do Averis, the best thing. So you see, you're supposed to marry off your son, Somak Lapirkon. So my answer is Somach bring a Shani. When we say you should marry off Isha to your B'nai Katam because it's Rava, it's Tzmeya, it means he's 8, 9 years old, 10 years old. But of course, if he's 12 and a half years old, samach lepirkon, it's taka mitzvah to marry off them, because that will save them from chait and bring more shalom. Tana Rabbanan, ha'oyev es shcheinav, someone loves his neighbors, v'makarav es kroivav, and takes care of his relatives. V'anoyse es bit basa chayse, marries the daughter of his sister. V'amalva selal oni b'shas doichoy, and he lends money to a oni when he's having a hard time. If you practice like this, you're going to come to the level where you beg Hashem for something, Hashem answers. Because the pasuk before that says, halay parois l'ra'av lachmecha, which means, Psoch al tasalim means, comes teach us marrying your niece. It means Mekarav as Kroivav and Oyev as Shchenov, because Shchenov are also considered Kroivim. It says, Toiv Shochen Koroiv Ma'ach Rochoik. And Malvasal Oni goes into the pasuk of Praise L'Rav Lachmecha. They give someone who's Rav their Lechem. So, and that it says, end of that pasuk, the next pasuk, Oz Tikrov of Hashem Yana. If someone gets to this, he will get to that level, Oz Tikra Hashem Yana. So, we're going to end off with the beer of the pasuk when it comes to, end off before the Mishnah rather, we're going to still see the Mishnah, that this ends off the sugya with the pasuk that talks about the Chamoisos Chayiv Shreifa. And we spoke about this briefly, the beginning of the sugya right after the Mishnah. It says in the pasuk that the Ish Ashigach is Isha Ves Ima. Pasuk means he marries his wife and the mother of his wife. Zimai Be'ish Shreifu. What does that mean? Him and them get killed. Why should his wife get killed? What does his wife do wrong? Torah Rabban. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says it means him and one of them, which is who? His mother-in-law. Rabbi Kiva, both of them get killed. Shaz, why? We'll see. My benayu. I'm going to buy him a smoy's darsh mikum nayu. Rabbi Shmuel saw about oisav esen can be touched, or can be translated as oisav es achas mehem. That means him and one of the two, which is who? His shviger. She came with Losh and Yavani, Karin L'Achas Heina. Ve'im Chamoise. Heino, Eim Chamoise Madrasha. See, that we know from Madrasha. It's not from this pasuk. This pasuk means that if he's married to his wife and he is mezana with his mother-in-law, the loch is, him and his mother-in-law get Shreifa, or Yisrael Ve'as Achas and get Shreifa, and his wife is free. Heino, Eim Chamoise from Madrasha. Rabbi Kiva, Sova, and Rabbi Kiva holds, not like that, Rabbi Kiva holds that the pasuk is actually including this, what, by the way, the drasha is from Heina Heina Zima Zima, I in the Gemara before. Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Oisoi ve'es hen, means Oisoi ve'es shteim. I watch both of them get Shreifa, ve'im chamois hochek siva. Here, when he says Isha's ima means his mother-in-law and her mother. That's the title Isha's ima means. Isha Yichas Isha, which is the mother of his wife and her mother, then Zimahi, ve'es Shreifu, so it's the first apostolic that the Chamoisa and Eim Chamoisa are both Chayiv Shreifa. That's a Rekiva. That's going to Abai. That's Machlekes Rishon Rekiva. Rav Amar is not the Machlekes. Everyone agrees that Eim Chamoisa is from Madrasha. Rav Amar Chamoisa La Chamisa Yike Menayu. Rabbi Shmuel Sova Chamoisa La Chamisa V'Shreifa. Rabbi Shmuel holds means it's Achas Mehem. So only one of them have to be alive. The Chamoisa, let's say the wife is not even alive anymore. You still usher Shreifa on the Chamoisa. Rabbi Kiva Sova Asura Ba'alma. Rabbi Kiva holds Oisav Ve'esen. You only get Shreifa if both of them are alive. If only one of them alive, there is no Shreifa. It's only a Asura Ba'alma. So Rashi, what does Asura Ba'alma mean? Rashi says you have the Oror Shoichiv Emchaisantai. But it's big Mechayiv Shoinim if you chayiv Koris. It's Mashma Asura Ba'alma would be Mashma. All it is this Isser. There's no Chiyiv Misa at all. But if you look at Tosis in Yevamis, his lashon is Kaloima Milav Vikaris Loy Miato Ella Misrefa. The whole miat's only Misrefa, but not Milav and Karas, Toysis of Salik Dalad Omabez, the bottom Toysis. The Yadrama. Also, the reason the Rashidim over here, Machlaikis, if Surah Ba'al means Karas or not. Ad Khan, the Nisrafim. There were two Nisrafim in general term. Bita included a lot of things in there. But the two Nisrafim were Bas Kayin and Isha or Bita. Those were the two, Chamoisa, Bita, a lot included there, granddaughters, grandmothers. But the two Shreifas were the parish of Isha or Bita and the parish of Bas Ishkoi. Now I want to move on to the ones that Chayiv Saif. Somebody
moved with his mother.
Yeah, Mullah. It's Chayiv Shreifa.
It's Chayiv Shreifa.
Yeah.
So they didn't get a diamond. Yeah.
He's still with his wife? Doesn't say that he's also to his wife. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, if it's Manasus, yeah, he's still with his wife. Yeah, because Manu Sasoi is still with to the wife. If someone's ma'anis someone, he's mutter the daughter of that person. If someone's ma'anis Leah, he's mutter to Leah's daughter, to marry Leah's daughter. It's not a problem. If he has a daughter from that Adam sauce, he's also that one. Yeah. Zog the Mishlevai to go into the halachas of Saif. Ve'elu heina ha'ne'arogim. These are the ones of Chayef Saif. There's two. Ha'retzeach, someone's a murderer. Ve'anchi yaradachas, which is a whole city that does avodah zarah. So first we're going to handle Retzeach. Zog the Mishnah, Retzeach, shehika es re'eu be'evenoi be'barzel. A Retzeach that hit his friend with a stone, or with barzel, with metal. Or he held him on the water, or he pushed him in the fire, held him in the fire, he does not let him leave. So we have four examples of murder: Evan, Barzel, Mayim, and Ar. Pushing Mayim and Ar. So the Rishash says, beautiful, and says, these are four different Mises Bezdin. Evan is like Skila, Barzel is like Saif, Kovash Shechemayim is like Chenek, where he can't breathe, the Shechemar is like Sreifa. So you would think that maybe the Ritzach gets whatever time he gets, you know what time he gets? Whatever he does, he gets Midik Negem Midah. Say, no, they all get one thing, Saif. Any way you kill someone, you always get Saif. That's what Rishash says. Zokta Mishta Vaita, but Dochva Shechemayim, push him into the water. Early Shechemar, push him into the fire. Yochel Asham, it's possible to get out, but he, Punk, doesn't know how to swim, or something like that. Or he just loses his. He loses his balance and he can't get out. Well, Meis Potter. The halacha is that's called a grama, and the person's Potter for murder. He's a Rasha, but he's Potter. Shisabai is like Kalev. If he sent after him a dog, Shisabai is an Achosh, who sent after him a snake, Potter. Because again, he didn't do anything, didn't do a Maisa, he did a grama. He sent the dog after him. But Heshabai is an Achosh, he took the Nachosh and put the Nachosh onto the guy. So Rudah Machayev, Ram Potter, we'll have to see in the Gemara what Machlakis is between Rudah and Ram. So the Gemara says, in our Mishnah, that if someone kills someone by Evan or by Barzel, the loch is Chayev Misa. Omar Shmuel, in the Psukim, when it comes to Evan or Kli Eitz, or wood, it says, Evan Yad Kli Eitz Yad. Why does it say Yad? Teach us, it has to be a certain shear. It has to be enough to kill someone. It has to be enough wood or enough stone to kill someone. Omar Shmuel, Primali Nemra Yad Barzel. When it comes to Barzel, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Yad. It just says, when Kli Barzel he called. It doesn't say anything about Yad. Why? Barzel may miss Mikoshua. Barzel could kill even with a little bit. The way Rashi learns is because he could take a needle and stick it into his veshet or into his heart and it kill him just with a needle. On that, Tosafot says, it's nothing to do with metal. You could do that with a thorn also. So Tosafot says a little different that metal makes a bigger wound. And therefore, metal doesn't need, and any sheer metal already, you could be chayiv misa. Tainam ha'chi, Rabbi Eimer, gold, you do all the female shaman of ha'olam, shabarazel maimus kolshu, the barazel kills even the kolshu, lefika klinosu, tari boy sheer. Therefore, Torah does not give it a sheer. Vahani mili, the barze mivris. That's only if you poke him with the metal. But if you take a needle and you give him a patch with the needle, obviously that's not more potent than a piece of wood. It may be even better. It's not as potent as a piece of wood. It means you poke him with it. Then metal is could kill automatically, and it's called enough to kill. It said in the Mishnah that you held him on the water, he chayiv misa, but if you push him to water, you're not chayiv misa. And the Gemara says each one is a special chiddush. Raise your rebusa kamash v'lan, and save your rebusa kamash v'lan. Raise your rebusa kamash v'lan. The chiddush is like this: even if you didn't push him to the water, he fell into the water. You see him in the water, he fell in, and you hold him down. You didn't push him in; he fell in by himself. Kivin and Yochalas, which I'm sitting here holding him in, Umeis Yechayiv. That's the Chiddush of the Reisha. Save Rebusa Kamash V'lan, Afish Adachvo, even if you pushed him in, since Kivin the Yochalas, which I'm technically to get out, Umeis, and he dies, you are Potter. Now, everyone wants to know, Kovash V'nolan, how do you know if you hold someone underwater, Taka, and you didn't push him to water, who said the Chayiv Misa for that? Who said you call her a Tzach? Oma Shmuel Dama Kra, Oi Be'eva. It says in the Pasuk, and we dash the extra word oi, teach us that even when it's samsem, which means someone holds someone down, it's chayiv misa. The rabbi says it's samsem. So the Gemara, who gavra, the mitzamsem ala chiyusa the chavre. A guy took his friend's camel, or like a cow, and put the cow in the sun. It was like 100 degrees outside, took him out of the pen, put him straight into the sun. And he died from heat stroke. V'mesa. So this is like called mitzamtzim. He put him into a matzah where he's going to get killed. Ravina, and it was right away, it wasn't like a groma, it was right away, the son was there already. So this is, but the difference is, it's not by Ritzach, this is by Nezik, by Nezakin. This is by someone damaging someone's behemoth. Ravina Machayev, or Achaba Rav Potter. Ravina Machayev is Kavachayim. Umar Ritzeach, by Ritzeach, so also by Shoigig Mezid, when is Kerotzen. By Ritzeach, you only Chayev by a Mezid. Not by a Shoigig, not by a Oinus. Or someone kills someone by Shoigig or by Oinus, he's Chayev goes by Shoigig, and by Oinus he's not Chayev anything. Still Chayev by his Mitzamtsem, you Chayev by a Mitzamtsem, on top of Omar Aleph, on top of Einzam Aleph. Nizokin, so also by Shoigig Mezid, when is Kerotzen, we know. Now, when you damage property, Odom Mu'ed Loilom, even if you're sleeping, you chayiv. So, when it's zokin, which you chayiv for anything, so of course, it isn't chayiv by Tzamtzim. So, Kavachayim, of course, chayiv by Tzamtzim. Madach Ritzeach, which by Ritzeach. You have to be mamish doing it on purpose. Then we chayiv you with Tzamtzim. So, for sure, when it's zokin, which you chayiv in any case, of course, you chayiv by Tzamtzim. That's the Shida Ravina. Rav Achob, Rav Poita, what's Pshat? From Rav Sharashia, that you're right, you have a Kavachayim, but I have a meat and a pasuk. My time of Davu Adab was Pshat, and my grandfather, I guess Rav Acha was Mishash's grandfather. My time of Davu Adab, the Poyto, I'm a Krah, Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzechut. In that Pasuk, Oy Be'eva, it says, he called Boyodoy. In that Pasuk, it says, Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzechut. And we darshan, Dafka Beritzechut, the Chayiv Lon Mitzamtsim. Dafka Beritzechut, say, Oy is Marber Mitzamtsim. Benizokin, we're Chayiv Lon Mitzamtsim. Benizokin, we're not Chayiv for the one who does Mitzamtsim. Only chayiv mitzamtzim by a ritzach and not by a nizokim, and that's why it's a miyad, not the kavachayim. It comes out that ritzach is more chomer than a nizokim in certain ways. Even though nizokim is usually more chomer, we say even adamud loyalam, but we see from here it's more chomer. Like the first line, Tosef ben nizokim, Tosef says mashal the chayiv etvei by ritzach and nizokim. It's more chayiv by ritzach and nizokim. Therefore, you chayiv by mitzamtzim. Hashenka mitzokim, not chayiv by mitzamtzim, because you have a miyad in the pasuk ritzach with the chayiv. That by Mitzamtzim Zokin is not Chayiv.